The PRO of the Ministry of Health, Tony Goodman, has confirmed government's directive to halt the recruitment of more than 8,000 nurses in March this year until further notice. Speaking on Behind the News, Mr. Goodman explained that the recruitment process will continue after receiving parliamentary approval. He spoke to George Asikri.
We get financial clearance from finance. The Ministry of Health gets financial clearance for employment or recruitment of health personnel into the various agencies. One of the agencies is the Ghana Health Service. You have CHAG, you have Kolebu and other agencies under the Ministry of Health. So all recruitment are done by those agencies and not the Ministry of Health directly.
So what happens to recruitment of nurses as we speak?
We received financial clearance 2016 November to recruit nurses in 2017 March. So some of our agencies actually began the processes leading to recruitment in March. And we've received calls, people think immediately they receive the letter, they are called to submit forms and all that. It means that they will be posted within some few days. And the minister thought that would be a defect to the people. You are not telling the people the truth. The best thing for you to do is to wait for us to go through parliament. Budgets are approved before you recruit such persons. We just want to respect parliament because we are now going to go through the budget phase. So if it is done, then we can now go to the other phase, which is recruitment.
So until the budget is approved, we can't tell whether nurses will be recruited or not.
Yes, if you recruit, what are you going to use to pay? You need money to pay nurses. And the Ministry of Health will have to capture this in our budget. Parliament or Ministry of Finance will have to go and say, okay, yes, it's been approved. There's 8,000 and above you've given financial clearance to. Yes, they've approved money for you to pay them. We're only trying to go through the right processes, and at the end of it, we'll continue with the recruitment process.